Good afternoon. I'm Ann Holiday. The 1490 forecast says we could see some sunshine tomorrow. The complete forecast and sports are on the way. Topping 1490 news, two men have been arrested in connection with a burglary that happened in Lewis Run. Police say 24-year-old Jeffrey Prosser Jr. of Bradford and 24-year-old Andrew Bailey of Lewis Run took several items from a home on Cannon Court. The items were later discovered at Prosser's home. He and Bailey are free on unsecured bail. Two people were seriously hurt in a head-on collision late last night on Route 872 in Potter County. Police say at 11:25 p.m., a car driven by 62-year-old Linda Barson of Pottstown was traveling north when it collided with a southbound car driven by 28-year-old Jared Gleason of Austin. Barson's car went off the road and over an embankment. Both drivers were first taken to Cole Memorial Hospital in Countersport and then flown to UPMC Altoona. A passenger in Gleason's car, 21-year-old Zane Dinah of Austin, was treated for minor injuries. Police are continuing their investigation. And State Representative Marty Causer will be in Washington Wednesday to discuss with the House Committee on Agriculture the impacts of the oil and gas industry on rural economies.
We certainly have one of the most rural parts of Pennsylvania, and the oil and gas industry is certainly vitally important to our economy and also the economy of the Commonwealth.
Causer, who's chairman of the State House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, says he's looking forward to sharing Pennsylvania's story with representatives from all over the country as Congress considers issues impacting oil and gas and other industries. Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson invited Causer to speak. Now here's Frank Williams.
WESB Sports.
First, the Bradford baseball and softball games at DuBois Catholic today were canceled. The Pirates beginning a two-game series in Detroit today. John Neese is pitching for the Pirates. Justin Verlander, who was scheduled to start last night's Tigers-Yankees game, which was claimed because of rain, got the ball for the Tigers. The Yankees are off tonight. They begin a series in Toronto Tuesday night against the Blue Jays. At Philadelphia Flyers, founder and owner Ed Snyder has died. Snyder was 83 and had been battling cancer for 2 years. Snyder's Flyers were known in the 1970s as the Broad Street Bullies. They became the first expansion team to ever win the Stanley Cup. I'm Frank Williams. Have a great sports night.
WESB Weather.
The 1490 forecast says we can expect more rain tonight, and there's a possibility more snow could be mixed in. The low should be around 32. We'll see snow to start the day on Tuesday, but eventually it'll be sunny. The high will be around 42. Expect sunshine on Wednesday and a high near 50. With Frank Williams, I'm Ann Holiday for WESB Bradford. For news anytime, visit our website, WESB.com.
News Radio 1490 WESB. You hear it here first.